Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I got new crayons.
Cool. The 64 or the 128 box?
The 64 with the sharpener.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, and I've already used most of the red.
I was going to ask you to use that one.
I'm sorry.
Because I like to break them.
I got colored pencils.
Then eat them.
And I got safety scissors, too.
I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep.
Origami week.
No, try again. Only you, Joe. Only you. The only thing I don't mention is paper, and he says origami.
Love it.
Yes. You notice I didn't put your stuff in blue this week?
I know. I'm going to be so
I know.
Lost.
I put my stuff in pink, but just read what's not pink. Just read. Just read.
National holidays from the www.nationalinsights.com for the week of 8/28/2011 through 9/3/2011. August week three.
Week three of August.
That's a week one. Ta-dum. Friendship week on August 31st. National Trail Mix Day.
You know, that's really good to pack in your lunch.
Yes, it is.
It is. September 3rd is Be Late for Something Day. It's a great day to be a procrastinator. If you're among millions of us who never seem to be able to stay on schedule, Dave, then you will certainly enjoy today. Being late for something is a common occurrence. It's caused by a whole host of reasons. Some are intentional, some are not. Some are acts of God. Fall behind schedule early in the day today, and you will be late for everything that follows. Doctors, lawyers are notorious for being late for something. There are appointments with you. It's proper to be fashionably late for parties. Do you know what fashionably late means?
I do.
Do you?
Actually, when I lived on Guam for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they followed a lot of etiquette on Guam.
They did, actually. If they told you that a fiesta or a party or an invitation started at 8 o'clock, you did not show up at 8 o'clock. You showed up at 9 o'clock.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It
well,
was Guam time.
Maybe that's Guamial. But
Guam time.
American. It's 8 to 10 minutes, according to finishing school. I went to finishing school. I'm not finished yet.
But I just like to be late to set a fashion statement when I walk in the door.
Well, if you're late here, you're going to get in trouble.
Ta-da.
Important note, we hope you thoroughly enjoy and participate in this day, but whatever you do, don't be late for class.
Ta-da. Unless you're the professor, which case you can be late for class.
Is that true? Like if you're just a teacher, you can be late. You have to wait 15 minutes, and if you're a professor, they have to wait.
You have to wait
15 hour?
Minutes at class. If they don't show up within 15 minutes, you can walk out of the class and not be.
But I thought if it was just a teacher, it was one thing. And if it was a professor, you had to wait longer.
Don't know about the teachers. I can tell you about the college professors.
I think that's an urban myth.
It probably is.
Probably. Anyway, what are the
birthdays this month?
This should give you some hints.
August 28, 1774. Elizabeth Ann Seton, founder of the Catholic schools, first American-born saint. August 28, 1828. Leo Tolstoy, author of War and Peace.
Boy, I hated reading that book in school.
So did I. Ugh. August 29th, 1632, John Locke, philosopher.
I heard he was also a teacher, as most philosophers are.
As most philosophers are, because they can't do anything else. August 31st, 1870, no emails, please. Maria Montessori, educator.
Montessori. Like the Montessori school?
Montessori.
So you teach Montessori.
Actually, there was a Montessori school in Wisconsin that was for the blind. Educator and physician.
Yes. So.
Side note.
Any idea what today's theme is?
Safety scissors, crayons, sharpeners.
Montessori pencil, school.
Montessori's.
Don't be late for class.
Flying.
Yes, that was last week.
Oh, that's right. Last week.
It is back to school time.
I was going to say you should take me to school on this one, but you beat me to the
point. Oh, there we go. Can't you just feel the brisk air and the falling leaves and the...
And the children screaming.
And the chalk dust.
And the children screaming.
Yes.
No!
My son goes away to school. My son goes to college in 6 days.
You need to kick the other ones out.
I know. Well, the other ones are all just, you know, imaginations. The figments of my imagination. Anyway, our curious word or saying today is playing hooky.
Playing hooky.
This is from ask.yahoo.com. No one is quite sure about the origin of the phrase playing hooky. We consulted the website, not we. We don't work that hard. We consulted the three top online word sleuths and found a number of intriguing explanations. The phrasefinder.com offers a few possible origins, including to hook it or to escape or make off. To hook something is also an old slang term for stealing, as in stealing a day off.
Playing hooky. TheWordDetective.com dates the first printed use of the phrase to 1848 and relates to its 19th century phrase, hooky-crooky, which means dishonest or underhanded. The parent of this phrase is by a nook, by hook, or by crook, meaning by any means necessary. WordOrigins.com suggests that the phrase comes from hoekje, the Dutch name for hide-and-seek.
The phrase seems to be waning in popularity with the younger folk these days. Most kids simply refer to skipping school as cutting. But, regardless of what it's called, the time-honored practice of playing hooky seems to be here to stay. Do you know what they called it when I was in high school? And I don't know if this is Ohio-ish.
I don't know.
Or flicking. We used to flick school.
No.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s.
Maybe that was just Cuyahoga Falls High School.
Maybe it was.
Class of 78, yay!
Maybe it was, because back in our days, we just cut class.
Oh, Dave's either telling us to hurry up or he's going, yes, we're flicking. Yes, okay, we understand that. I have a top five list from top5.com.
With 17 numbers on it today.
No, six.
Six?
Yeah.
I'm ahead of myself.
Yes, you are. Where,
okay.
Where did you go? We're on page two.
Yeah, jumped ahead.
Yes. See, I can number the pages and it still doesn't help.
Top five list from top5.com.
Right.
The top six signs it's going to be a bad school year. I showed up the first day. Number six, not being allowed to wear your black trench coats means you'll have to look intimidating in a lavender ski jacket.
Number five, Mike, report to Principal Kevorkian's office.
Number four, 10th grade stunk last year. 10th grade will probably stink this year again.
See, if you don't read these ahead of time, you just get that spontaneity of laughter.
Love it.
All the other third grade boys have a Phantom Menace lunchbox, but your mom decided to get you the more recent Runaway Bride lunchbox.
That's a bad year.
That's a bad year.
Number two, as you're escorted from the metal detector to the strip search room, you realize this was not the ideal summer to have all that body piercing done.
And the number one sign it's going to be a bad school year.
Your mom's shopping habits combined with the Sears clearance sale on underoos has left you in quite a locker room dilemma.
Did you have underoos?
No.
Okay. No. We're not going to talk about that.
That cost too much money.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
You got to remember, I had four brothers, four sisters.
I hope you didn't get hand-me-downs.
I got hand-me-downs.
From your sisters. Okay. Anyway, the top nine problems with homeschooling. We love homeschoolers. Do not write. Do not call. Do not send nasty emails. We love homeschoolers. This is supposed to be funny.
Laugh.
Folks. Ha,
laugh.
Ha, ha, ha.
Laugh.
The top nine problems with homeschooling. Number nine, chicks aren't too impressed by the varsity letter in chores.
Number eight, once again, today's lessons will be given by Regis and Kathy Lee.
Number seven, $5 for a PB&J seems high, but hey, Dad has to make a profit somewhere.
Number six, Mom calls them environmental studies field trips, but it seems suspiciously like taking out the garbage.
Number five, sex education with Mom consists of nothing but gardening metaphors.
Number four, sure, you're the valedictorian and the star of the basketball team, but your prom date choices are limited to your mom and the UPS guy.
Three, despite the cheerleader outfit, Mom's pep rallies are just lame.
Yeah. Number two, the activities committee is deadlocked among Teletubbies, Barbie Dreamhouse, and WWF Extreme Smackdown as prom themes.
And the number one problem with homeschooling,
you can't understand why you get Miss Culpepper every year.
What's your last name?
Culpepper.
Oh, that just made me laugh the whole time I was typing that up.
That was funny.
That's
I like
really
that.
That's good. Top5.com, by the way.
Top five.
Yes. We have dumb criminals.
Wait, we're talking about going to school, and we're talking about dumb criminals.
Yeah.
Is there a parallelism here?
There are criminals that have to do with school.
Ah.
Everything has a theme, Joe. Every room and every party and every...
I just wanted to make sure you weren't calling the kids dumb criminals.
No, they would be educated criminals. Unless they flunked.
In which case they're...
Anyway, teacher of the year in the bizarro world. You're pretty much reached the lowest point on the food chain when you get people to do your dirty work for you. You're somewhere just below a ham sandwich when you get little kids to do it. One woman actually taught kids to shoplift, according to the Associated Press. She actually taught the little tykes how to hide stuff under their clothes and walk out of the store with it. Only she stopped at the walking out of the store part. When police approached her, she left the children at the scene. I hope that when police caught her, they immediately put her in a very dark, damp corner.
Time out. Coming in from the cold. When you get caught stealing computers from a school for children with special needs because you hitched a ride from the school's administrator, you're lucky the administrator doesn't pull the paddle out from under his desk that he named Old Detention that the state hasn't let him use since the Carter administration. According to WMAQ of Chicago, a guy got caught stealing a computer from a school after he hitched a ride from the school's administrator. Apparently it was cold out. Well, if you're not smart enough to get a ride from someone other than the guy you're robbing, you're not smart enough to put on your long underwear before you go out either.
Or coat.
It gets worse. After the administrator pulled over, he directed him over to a police car for a ride. I bet he complained that they were going the wrong way to his house.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
And I found you some odd headlines.
From funny2.com, fifth graders get to grill lions. All right. Safety experts say school bus passengers should be belted. Ta-da. Local high school dropouts cut in half. So don't drop out. Teacher strikes idle kids.
It's all have to do with maiming children. That's wonderful. This is a little editorial thing from halife.com, H-A-L-I-F-E. It's
Ha-life.
Called Leave Your Kids on the Bus, and it's by Lenore Skenazzi. You have to understand this is a little bit of satire, Joe.
Satire?
Satire. Yes, it's satirical.
Is that that Indian instrument with the long strings that's twangy sounding?
No. Anyway, Lenore Skenazzi says, I just read about a new camp in Austin, Texas. It's for teens who want to get around the city by public bus. That's the camp. Teens getting around the city by bus.
Wow.
They consult a map, pay their fare, and go someplace. According to TV station KXAN, a woman named Sheila Gordy came up with the idea for what she calls Urban Explorer Camp when her 12-year-old wanted to start discovering the city on his own.
KXAN quotes Gordy as saying, when you have been catered to for 13 or 14 years, and all of a sudden you yourself can get somewhere and you don't have to ask for a ride, that's really empowering.
It sure is. It might even be more empowering if your parents weren't paying $310 a week just to have you do it with the help of this camp. But in truth, I'm probably just a little jealous that I didn't come up with the idea first. After all, I'm vaguely famous for letting my younger son, Izzy, take the New York City subway by himself at age 9. If only I'd come up with Izzy Camp, or Camp Izzy Does It, or Izzy for Real, or It's Izzy to Get Around New York City Adventures. He could have been raking in $310 a week per kid for a couple of years now.
On the one hand, it's crazy. Why pay money for your kids to do what any able-bodied American kid could and probably should do upon turning 10, which is to use public transportation? Even if they got lost, all they need are the same old instructions our parents gave us. Ask for help. Men, you can always talk to a stranger. You just can't get off with some stranger who approaches you. No adult needs your help finding his puppy. No adult should ask you to get in his car. It's that straightforward.
And strangers never have the good kind of candy. Anyway, seeing so many kids have cell phones, mom and dad are never really out of touch anyway. On the other hand, maybe this is exactly what they need. The parents, I mean. After all, we have spent a generation convincing them that their children are in peril if they do anything on their own. That's why only 1 in 10 kids walks to school anymore. If this camp can convince parents that their kids are capable of taking care of themselves on an outing, well, it's worth a fortune. Because it will be giving the kids and the parents an invaluable gift. The gift of child self-reliance.
Interesting. Once parents see that their kids are not mauling babies surrounded by miscreants, maybe they'll let them raft down the Mississippi. Or at least get themselves to the mall. Best not to send them with $310.
I thought that was just charming.
That is.
Isn't that a charming little editorial? I don't know if we did this last week or not. I found a website called ahajokes.com.
Aha.
Aha.
Mm.
These are actual misphrased excerpts from school science exam papers.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love these. Our first one is, Benjamin Franklin produced electricity by rubbing cats backwards.
And if you rubbed them forwards, what day did you get?
I don't know. Time travel.
The theory of evolution was greatly objected to because it made man think.
Again, no phone calls, no emails. Three kinds of blood vessels are arteries, veins, V-A-N-E-S, and caterpillars.
Love it. The dodo is a bird that is almost decent by now.
Decent by now. A magnet is something you find crawling all over your dead cat. That was my student voice.
I love it. The Earth makes one revolution every 24
hours. No, it doesn't.
Hours.
No, it doesn't. It does make one revolution, but what did the child write on their paper, Joe?
Resolution.
The Earth makes one resolution. Parallel lines never meet unless you bend one or both of them.
The pistil of a flower is its only protection against insects. So don't mess with those flowers.
No, especially the ones with pistils.
Because they're loaded and you will be shot.
Self-pollination. By self-pollination, the farmer may get a flock of long-haired sheep. I have no clue what that really was supposed to mean.
The communions live.
Yeah.
Dew is formed on leaves when the sun shines down on them and makes them perspire.
Vegetative propagation is the process by which one individual manages. Oh, gee, I practiced vegetative propagation all night. Is the process by which one individual manufactures another individual by accident. Dave's not laughing. He must be tired this morning.
A triangle which has an angle of 135 degrees is called an obscene triangle.
Blood flows down one leg and up the other.
Oh, these are bad. The hookworm larvae enters the human body through the soul.
S-O-U-L.
That's an S-O-U-L.
Yes. When you smell an odorless gas, it's probably carbon monoxide. Guess what I found?
19,520 reasons, excuses, we are doing the show.
The top 8 problems with your school's uniforms.
With 15 list.
8.
Top 8.
From top5.com.
From top 5.
8, no matter what the principal claims, a fez just doesn't command much respect at the mall.
Number 7, mighty hard to impress other gangs while wearing a fuchsia cardigan.
The 100% Kevlar label doesn't exactly fill you with confidence.
Number 5. Having the school's initials monogrammed on your sweater isn't a bad idea, except Phelps Middle School.
Aren't you glad I had you read that?
Yes.
Sure, SAT scores have been down the past few years, but I'm with stupid t-shirts aren't exactly motivation to do better.
Number 3, the chastity belt is way too heavy.
Talk about retro. Your Kansas high school opted for the pre-Galileo look.
And the number 1 problem with your school's uniforms?
Rather than just buying the thing, you first have to get hired by UPS. Oh, we got a giggle out of Dave. Okay, this is for you.
Does that mean they get to wear the shorts then?
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh.
This is for you, Joe.
All right.
Because if you'll notice, this looks like it was written maybe for the 80s or 70s or one of those decades we were from.
I hear an insult there somewhere.
The top 7 things we missed the most about high school.
Okay.
Driving a 77 Toyota was cool in 1977. Today, not so cool.
Who drove a Toyota in 77?
I don't know.
We were in American Muscle cars. Number 6, failing the GED a third time was still almost a decade away.
And if you can't spell GED and you call it a GAT, yeah, that, okay.
Uh-huh.
Number 5, it was still technically possible you were really a genius just goofing off.
Mm-hmm. Number 4. The thrill of mixing various chemicals to see what sort of reaction resulted. Oh, and chemistry class too.
Working at McDonald's, living with your parents, and dating 16-year-olds didn't make you the social outcast it does today.
Yeah. Number 2, back then your peers actually envied your breakdancing ability.
Did you breakdance?
No.
Good. I didn't want to see that. The number 1 thing we miss most about high school?
The senior prom. Powdered blue tux. White patent leather shoes and mom's Pontiac. If only I had a date. You forgot platform shoes.
Oh, I had platform shoes.
I still have my platform shoes.
Do you really?
Yep.
Wow.
I wouldn't wear them.
That's great.
Because I'd kill myself, but
that's
I still
great.
Have them.
We're going to skip page 8 because it just, the number 8 just bothers the heck out of me.
Oh.
Yes, what?
It's time to drink.
No, it's not.
It's ruminations.
No, it's time for schooljokes.com. There is an entire website called schooljokes.com. 11, page 11, page 11.
Oh.
Yeah. See, we get to do jokes.
Okay.
Yes. A class went on a school trip to Rome. On the Sunday, they all went to church, and when they came out, the teacher said, "I hope you all behaved." "Oh, yes, sir," said one girl. "A kind man offered me a plate full of money, but I said no thanks."
Our school cruise was a great success, but a lot of kids had to be turned away.
Why?
The raft only held 15 people.
What is a Laplander?
A clumsy girl on a school trip. Ouch!
A party of school children from the city went on a trip to the country. One of them found a pile of empty milk bottles and shouted,
"Look, miss, I found a cow's nest." Fred had been on a field trip today. Our school bus had a puncture, she told this mum when he returned.
Oh dear, how did that happen? Asked the mum.
There was a fork in the road, Fred told her. Oh.
Fred's had a couple hard days here. Fred came home from school looking a bit worried. Today our teacher said we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the airfields, we shall fight on the streets.
Ah, yes, said the father. These are the words of Winston Churchill.
Oh, said Fred, looking relieved. I thought he was talking about our school trip to France. And finally, a teacher took her class on a nature trail through the woods. She stopped by a tree and said, Brian, can you tell me what the outer part of the tree is called?
I don't know.
Bark, boy, bark, said the teacher.
Okay, sir. Woof, woof.
You called her sir. I know. I wrote that. That was good. That was good. Oh, my. It's still not rum time. These are really good. Again, from schooljokes.com.
Okay.
I thought I'd hit the jackpot. I found an entire website with school jokes. These are alternatives to the dog ate my homework.
Okay. So remember that dog ate your homework was the original.
Right.
Okay.
A gust of wind blew it out of my hand and I never saw it again. I was kidnapped by terrorists and they only... let me just go. They just only let me go now, so I didn't have time to do it. The lights in our house went out, and I had to burn it to get enough light to see the fuse box. The homework, not the house.
The house, yeah.
Yeah.
The homework. Another pupil fell in a lake, and I jumped in to rescue him. My homework, though, drowned. Mm. I used to fill a hole with my shoe. I used to fill a hole in my shoe.
I used it to fill a hole in my shoe.
I used it to fill in a hole. You wouldn't want it now. My father had a nervous breakdown, and he had to cut it up to make paper dolls.
Oh, that's just not funny. That's wrong on so many levels.
Oh, my pet gerbil had babies, and they used it to make a nest.
Oh, can't you see a little second grader telling his teacher that?
I used that excuse.
Did you really?
Didn't work.
But you did it last week for work. Okay. I didn't do it because I didn't want the other kids in the class to look bad. Yeah. I made a paper plane out of it, and it got hijacked.
I actually got a class in trouble in college because of that.
Really? Because you hijacked a class?
You had to pick a book to read and write about the book. And one of the books on the list was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh.
So I actually read the book and wrote about it.
How dare you.
And I was the only one who understood that the book was written from the Indian perspective and not the crazy man perspective. And when the instructor called me up, he wanted to know why I wrote it in that manner, in which I told him, he goes, I've been teaching this class for 25 years, and I've never read the book.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I got an A, and everybody else got Bs, and they wanted to know who was the wang-dang-doodle who messed them up.
Wang-dang-doodle. I like that one. We have more from schooljokes.com. These are little limericks.
Ah.
Yes.
Our school is a good school. It's made of bricks and plaster. It's only things that wrong. The only thing that's wrong with it is a bald head master.
There was a teacher from Niger who went for a ride on a tiger. Not long after that, the tiger got fat with the lady from Niger inside her.
There was a young teacher from Haro whose nose was too long and too narrow. It gave so much trouble that he bent it up double and wheeled it around in a barrow.
Poor old teacher, we miss you so. In the hospital, you had to go. For you remain there is a sin. We're sorry about the banana skin.
There was a teacher called McGee's who thought he was going to sneeze. The class said, achoo. McGee caught the flu and blew the class into the trees.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nursery rhyme.
Well, cool.
Yes. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill said, you twit. Now I'm going to have to go fill the bucket up again.
Ta-da.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here we have some more. Oh, we get to play here a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Who's your favorite author?
George Washington.
But George Washington never wrote any books.
You got it.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you take home a Dr. Seuss?
I didn't know he made house calls.
Okay. How many books did you finish over the summer, Joe?
None. My brother stole my box of crayons.
You see, I have his. Mm-hmm. How many books have you read in your lifetime?
I don't know. I'm not dead yet.
Joe, what did you learn from your history book about Harriet Beecher Stowe?
If you draw a beard and a stovepipe hat on her, she looks exactly like Abraham Lincoln.
Joe, this is a quiz. Where is South America?
I don't know.
Where is Greenland?
Don't know.
Where is Bulgaria?
I don't know.
Well, look them up in your textbook.
I don't know where that is either.
Okay. We have a rumination, just one rumination.
Oh.
I know. It's from Tony Podrasky. Teachers agree the best toy you can give a child is modeling compound. It causes him to apply his mind. Whether making a simple ball or O-rings for the space shuttle, Play-Doh makes kids think. There also was a great Greek philosopher who taught people. Wasn't his name Plato? Oh, Plato. Boy, that's a coincidence. I think, therefore I ruminate.
The sound of my head hitting the mic, yeah. Like, oh my
and
God.
Irish, I couldn't exactly find Irish blessings. So from top5.com, I have a list of prayers of high school students, and I turned them into Irish blessings.
Ah.
May the janitors find it in the goodness of their hearts to reinstall the bathroom stall doors.
May the acne fairy exchange your zits for cash under your pillow.
May all the girls be impressed by your new spot as first chair flutist.
God grant thee the serenity to accept that you cannot get to third base, the courage to try to get first, and the wisdom to know the difference.
And the foresight to see when your mama's coming, because your mama doesn't want to know what you've been doing.
Duck.
So what was your favorite grade in school, Joe?
School's out.
I know. But what was your... You can't think back that far, can you?
Oh, no, I can. Actually, my favorite year was my senior year.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. We had a wonderful, wonderful time, because in our senior class, we had 534 kids, and on senior skip day, they had to print the list of the 24 who stayed.
That's good. Yeah, we graduated around the same time.
We had a great class.
You flicked, right? They were flicking class.
No, we just skipped.
Oh,
we
okay.
We just done
you
up
just
skip.
School. Well.
Half of them went to Mill Creek Park in Youngstown. The rest of us went up to Nelson Ledges.
Ooh, Nelson's Ledges. Ooh, bad things happened there.
Great things happened in
Nelson
Ledges.
I was a nerd in high school. Can you believe that?
So was I. That's why I took... I was back in electronics class.
Oh.
I wasn't part of the normal student body.
I was such a nerd that I hung around with the band students, even though I can't play an instrument.
You hanged.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a blessed week.